The holidays are right around the corner, and this might get you into the holiday spirit. Samantha Riho, the spokesperson from the U.S. Forest Service, is transporting the Christmas tree that will be on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. This is a cross-country trip. Samantha, talk to me about this whole process, how long it takes you to transport this tree and where you started at. Tell me about that whole journey.
Lisa, thank you so much for having us on and be able to talk about the people's tree. This tree represents all peoples, and we're very, very excited that it came from a national forest in California this year. So this whole project has been about a year in the making. We've been looking for the tree as soon as we found out that the Six Rivers National Forest was selected. And through the several months, we've been finding the tree, getting it approved, collecting ornaments, creating a campaign for those ornaments. And October 23rd is actually when we harvested the tree from the Six Rivers National Forest in California on a very wet, rainy day. And starting on October 29th is when we started our official tour in Crescent City. Now, if you're unfamiliar with where the Six Rivers National Forest is, it's in far northern California. So we had the really great vantage point of starting so far north and being able to zigzag our way down the entire state of California before making it cross-country to Washington, D.C. Now, people are probably asking, why didn't you just take the quickest route to get to D.C.? And you're right. We certainly could have taken the quickest route to D.C. But this program exists to connect people to their public lands and their national forests. So it was a really neat opportunity for us to be able to travel to different communities at their invitation, both large and small, to be able to showcase the tree on a much larger level for folks to sign our greeting card as we get to D.C., but also to talk about the benefits of national forests, public lands, wildfire. So it really gave us a neat opportunity to showcase what the U.S. Forest Service is all about. And I tell you, we just left California 2 days ago. And being here in Arizona right now, we'll be going to New Mexico. And soon, on Saturday, November 13th, we'll be heading to Missouri. For some folks, this is their first time meeting someone in a Forest Service uniform. So it's a really cool opportunity to showcase what it's like to be a steward of public lands and how everyone can get involved in maintaining healthy forests.
Can you talk about the route that you'll be taking through Missouri, just in case people want to see you along the way to Springfield, in case they cannot get to Springfield? And then tell me about the Springfield event.
Our route you can find at CapitalTreeTracker.com. You know, for a lot of us, including myself, this is the first time that we're also going cross-country. So unfortunately, I don't have much in terms of the interstates that we'll be taking, but CapitalTreeTracker.com shows the exact route we're taking. What I can say is that morning on Saturday, November 13th, we're actually doing a two-a-day. So that morning, we'll find ourselves in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where we'll be doing an event, and we'll be taking pretty much the most direct route by highway to get from Fayetteville, Arkansas to Springfield, Missouri, where we have an event at the Bass Pro Shop headquarters from 6 to 8 p.m.
Wonderful. Samantha Riho, spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service, joins Show Me Today to talk about the cross-country transport of the People's Christmas Tree. The tree, which is 84 feet, will be dropped off and it will be showcased on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Samantha, along with a crew, will be stopping at Bass Pro Shops in Springfield on Saturday so people can check out the National Christmas Tree during that event on Saturday. Do you know if there are going to be any ornaments from Missouri that will be on the tree or any of the trees that will be on the lawn?
That's a great question. The answer is probably not. You know, this tree, each year, a different national forest gets the opportunity to provide the tree. I would have to look back in the 51-year history to see if there's been a national forest near Missouri that has had the opportunity. But this year, we focused our campaign specifically on California. So Californians got crafty, and they submitted more than 15,000 ornaments, which is the most ornaments that has ever been received by a single state for the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. So that being said, I do know there are some people who have been longtime fans and have been following the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. They make it part of their holiday tradition every year. So I know personally we've seen some ornaments from Florida, from Virginia, and a few other places, but I'm not quite sure if we got a few, if we saw a box with a Missouri address on it. That being said, if you want to collect a piece of history, we do, you know, as part of our partner with Choose Outdoors, at each of our stops, they actually sell ornaments. So people can come and collect, you know, a commemorative ornament from the 2021 U.S. Capitol Christmas tree if they are able to visit us at Bass Pro Shop on Saturday, November 13th.
And I guess what I'd like to know is if there's ever been a Christmas tree, a people's tree from Missouri before, from our national forests here. That's what I'd like to know. I don't know if that's ever happened before, but I think that would be a cool tidbit to know about. I don't know.
Absolutely. I'm actually going on our website right now as we're talking. I just put you on speakerphone. We have kind of a table from every single year since 1964. Okay, short answer is no. There has not been a tree from Missouri.
Okay, we better change that. I need to talk to people.
I'm about to say, you have to find the closest national forest in Missouri and see. So I will share with you, you know, so there are 9 regions that the Forest Service administers that oversees and kind of splits up the 154 national forests across the entire nation. So each year a different region is selected, and that region chooses the tree from, you know, their pool of trees, if you will. So this year it was California's turn, and California represents what we call Region 5, California, Hawaii, and the Pacific Islands. So this year, with California being selected, we were able to select out of our 18 national forests in our region.
Samantha Riho, spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service, joins Show Me Today to talk about the cross-country transport of the People's Christmas Tree. Samantha, along with a crew, will be stopping at Bass Pro Shops in Springfield on Saturday so people can check out the National Christmas Tree during that event on Saturday. Is there anything else I'm missing here that you think is important for Missourians to know about this National Christmas Tree rolling through?
This particular tree, it is an 84-foot white fir that we have named Sugar Bear. This tree was harvested from the Mad River Ranger District in far northern California. That district, more than half of it burned last year in the 2020 August Complex Fire, which is the single largest wildfire in California's history. So when you're taking a tree, you know, when you're looking at that community and the obstacles that they've had to overcome in the last year, we see adversity in real time. We're seeing strength and fortitude and resilience. And that really does represent Californians. But if you open up the scope a little bit, obviously wildfires are prone here in California. But in Missouri, it might be tornadoes. It might be really bad thunderstorms that have lightning strikes that cause some devastation in your community. Natural disaster, doesn't matter where you are in the entire United States, someone has been affected by a natural disaster in some way, whether that be a hurricane or tornado, or here in the West, it's wildfires. So when we're taking a tree that came from an area that was heavily burned and being able to showcase it as a, you know, as a symbol of unity and strength, I think that also represents all Americans. You know, this whole year, not only did we deal with natural disasters of all sorts, but also a global health pandemic. So for us, it was important to showcase that this tree not only represents Californians because it comes from one of our forests, but also that line of strength and fortitude and resilience. That is a tree that lies within all Americans, and which is why we're so proud to be able to travel across country with it and showcase that even though this tree comes from a tiny area in Northern California, it really does represent all people, and especially when we place on the west lawn of the United States Capitol and officially commemorate it as a people's tree.
Such an important story. Thank you, Samantha. That was wonderful. I mean, it's a terrible thing that we have these wildfires, but it just shows the importance and how much more special this tree is. So thank you very much.
Of course, of course. And thank you. We're so excited to go to Missouri. I mean, you know, for a lot of our team, some of our team members have never left the state of California. So it's really exciting for them to be able to interact with different people, you know, as we travel from community to community. One of the things that we bring with us is about a 150-foot stroll through the forest. So essentially, if visitors come to visit us at Bass Pro Shop, what they can expect to see is essentially an educational interpretive display. We like to think of it as kind of what traveling, you know, a traveling exhibit with an art museum. So they'll have the opportunity to learn about our forests, to learn about the many people, including the 16 tribes that call the Six Rivers National Forest their ancestral home, and also be able to learn about the tree itself. And that includes maintaining healthy forests, making a defensible space, wildfire, and just other things that make the tree important and unique to this part of the world. So we're very excited, and we've seen a really great turnout thus far. But of course, what we'd certainly encourage is if you come visit us, make sure you get a marker from us so you can actually sign our greeting card to Washington, D.C. So when we arrive in Washington, D.C., in the front steps of the U.S. Capitol on November 19th, they know that Missouri was represented.
I can't imagine trying to haul that massive, massive tree across the country. I mean, I hope people yield for you.
It takes many peoples. You know, we're thankful to have law enforcement with us, with the Forest Service, to provide a safe and confident escort. So I will tell you what, on that route from Fayetteville, Arkansas to Springfield, Missouri, you can't miss a 102-foot trailer with a couple of police escorts. So make sure you wave at our drivers. They love doing it. They're great and experts at what they do, being able to navigate a 102-foot truck and trailer all throughout roads in California and across the country.
Wow. All right. Samantha, thank you and happy travels to you. Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you and happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. That's Samantha Riho, spokesperson with the U.S. Forest Service, traveling cross country to drop off the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. It will be in Springfield on Saturday at the Bass Pro Shops. Hope you can check it out. We will be back with more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.